May 4, the covenant of grace shared with Noah. And God spake unto Noah, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. Genesis 9:8-9. Wickedness was so widespread that God said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Genesis 6:7-9. Noah was to preach to the people and also to prepare an ark as God should direct him for the saving of himself and family. He was not only to preach, but his example in building the ark was to convince all that he believed what he preached. Noah did not forget God, who had so graciously preserved them, but immediately, on coming out of the ark, erected an altar and offered burnt offerings on the altar, showing his faith in Christ, the great sacrifice, and manifesting his gratitude to God for their wonderful preservation. The offering of Noah came up before God like a sweet savor. He accepted the offering and blessed Noah and his family. And lest man should be terrified with gathering clouds and falling rains, God graciously encourages the family of Noah by a promise, And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. Genesis 9:11-16. With the assurance given to Noah concerning the flood, God himself has linked one of the most precious promises of his grace. As I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee nor rebuke thee, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith Jehovah that hath mercy on thee. Isaiah 54:9-10.